Welcome to the Recapture Your Life podcast with Steve Crenshaw.
Welcome back. Today I'm going to talk about something that most of us don't really want to hear, and that's taking responsibility for ourselves, for our thoughts, and for our actions. Taking responsibility isn't easy. We all have things in our past and in our lives that we want to point to and say, look at this. If you had this, you would be this way. If you were born in the family I was born in, or if you had this tragedy in your life, you would be this way. Here's my statement on that. If you're over 21 years of age, and yes, I'm going to make it 21 and not 18, and I would even bump it up to 25 because you mature more from 18 to 25 than you do any other time in your life, you're responsible for your actions and the life that you're living right now. That's just the way it is. For us to take charge of ourselves, we have to stop believing the false argument that everything is tied to something else in our life or in our past. And while our past culminates in who we are today, it doesn't determine what we will be tomorrow. We all have the ability to choose what we will do and what we will say starting right now. You have the ability to choose what you will think and what you will believe starting right now. And it's up to you to make the choice to be who you choose to be and not be who you think other people want you to be. The choice is always yours. In his book, Your Erroneous Zones, Dr. Wayne Dyer says this: learning to take total charge of yourself will involve a whole new thinking process, one which may prove difficult because too many forces in our society conspire against individual responsibility. You must trust in your own ability to feel emotionally whatever you choose to feel at any time in your life. So how do we begin to take responsibility? Well, the first thing we can do is take responsibility for what we watch, what we read, and what we listen to. When we begin to understand that everything we listen to, every episode we watch on television, and everything we read influences the way we think about ourselves and about the world. If you think back to your childhood for the songs you listened to as a teenager, you probably still remember those songs. I mean, I remember songs from when I was a child standing in the little Methodist church I was raised up in. But I also remember the lyrics to every song on the Metallica Black album. The words that we choose to put into our head hold sway over us for a long time, and they are competing for our actions because they want out. They want us to choose them and act the way that they are telling us to act. And when we repeat these things in our head, they begin to take a hold. Think about when you watch the news and you see what those people are doing. And by those people, I mean anyone you disagree with. Think about how you feel, how anger may rise up inside of you, how you become distraught. You can't believe what those people are doing. What you're feeling at that time cements those beliefs in your head. It's not necessarily the news that's bad. It's what you think and feel about the news that changes you as a person. Everything has a response. Everything you watch, everything you listen to, has a response to it. When you begin to take responsibility for what you read, what you watch and listen to, you begin to understand why the old adage is so true. Garbage in, garbage out. If we put garbage in our heads, we're going to get garbage out. Whatever we put in is what controls our thoughts, and our thoughts come out as our feelings or in our talk. So if you want to have better thoughts and think better about yourself and others, take control of what you put in. So once you start taking responsibility for what you listen to and what you read, you then can take responsibility for your own success. And you know, if you've listened to this podcast at all, I'm not talking about monetary success. The success I want you to have is life success, to do what you love, to be the person you want to be, to find what you love to do and do it, and you will have success. It's never about the monetary reward for me. But that's for you to decide. The level of your achievements, how much you make, what relationships you have, they're all yours to decide. In her wonderful book, Do What You Love and the Money Will Follow, Marcia Centaur writes this. Our personal injunctions, as psychiatrist Eric Byrne termed those internalized commands that run our daily lives, are deeply embedded in us. Not only do many superficial dictates drive our conduct and attitudes, but also we're powerfully governed by the more serious, deeper injunctions of our culture, families, religious organizations, and the media. While each person has a unique moral code and must stick to it or suffer the consequences of real and painful guilt, it is also essential that each uncover the false rules by which he is emotionally imprisoned. You have to take responsibility for what success looks like to you. I was raised by a father who blamed rich people for all of his problems, and it took me a long time to be okay with money. I mean, we grew up in a small town in Arkansas. I've stood in line to get government food, so I know what poor mindset can do to people. But I also know that when I take responsibility for the way I view success, my life changes. Money is not evil. The love of money may be evil, but like I think it was Dave Ramsey that said, those who have it the least are usually the ones who love it the most. So you can choose today what success means to you, whether it's having money or whether it's not having money, whether it's being able to take a vacation anytime you want. You have to take responsibility for success and whatever level of success you have in your life. The third thing is take responsibility for your health. And I know this is probably going to get the most ticklish of the subjects I talk about. We all have problems, and I get it. But this is another one of those things that we see on TV every day that tells us we're not responsible for the way we feel. We're not responsible for our health. If you watch television, you're told many times each day that you're not responsible. Just like everything else I've talked to up till now, it's not true. You're responsible for your mental and physical well-being. And no, I don't believe you can think your way out of cancer or depression or other things like that. There are physical and mental things that happen that are completely out of your control. But you do have control over what you think, what you eat, what you drink, and what you smoke, and whether or not you exercise on a regular basis. My wife is a nurse, and she sees dozens of patients every day who, if they would take a little bit of responsibility, would not have half the problems that they have. But now, they even have patients at her work who register complaints if the doctor begins to suggest that they lose weight. What does that say? It just says that that person isn't responsible for their own health. Trust me, you are. You are responsible for your health. And I'm not saying this from a vacuum either. For most of my life, I've suffered from horrible spasms in my back and neck. I have 7 herniated discs in my neck. I have a herniated disc in the middle of my back. And I've always had lower back pain because I had a knee that didn't work right. I took a lot of ibuprofen for my pain. So, 2 years ago, I started walking. And at first, I walked for 30 minutes, 15 minutes out and 15 minutes back. But over time, what this led to was strengthening muscles in other parts of my body. And the spasm started to go away. And then I started doing stretches. My wife and I joined a gym and actually went to the gym. We started slow. And I'm talking when we went to the gym, we were doing like 10 or 15 pounds of weight 10 or 15 times. But what it started to do was started to free up those muscles in my neck and back. And now, instead of taking 8 to 12 ibuprofen every day, I take 1 to 2 a week maybe. I don't say this stuff to just say it. I say this stuff because I see what a difference it's made in my life. And I want to help you make a difference in your life. And I know we're all different. I know we have our own set of problems, but just taking a little bit of responsibility for some of those problems could help us all a lot. It could help our ailments that are caused by overeating and smoking and drinking too much. Caffeine use. I mean, go to the store now. You don't see just Mountain Dew as a high caffeine. You see things that have three times the amount of a bottle of Mountain Dew. And people drink four and five of those a day. All right, so what can we learn from this? Main thing is stop making excuses. We can all make an excuse for everything that I've said up to right now. We can all be victims. We can all say that I can't do it. We can blame everyone else around us. But we have to stop if we're going to live the life we want to live. You have the power within you to make any life you want. And up until now, possibly, I don't know, you had an excuse or a reason why you couldn't live a life you created. Maybe you didn't know that you can do this. One of my favorite sayings is, you don't know what you don't know. And that's one of the truest things I've ever heard. Maybe you didn't know that you can live a life on your terms, but now you do. Maybe you didn't know that money isn't a bad thing until now, but now you do. You don't know that you can do almost anything you set your mind to until you know it. And most important of all is you don't know that you're making excuses until you know you're making excuses. Failure has to be an option, because when we fail, it allows us to ask ourselves, why did that happen that way? But when we fail, it also allows us to take responsibility. How could I have done something different? What is my role in this? When we realize it's okay to fail, and failure is not the end of the world, we can go out and fail every day. And remember, since we're not making excuses and we're taking responsibility when people say, oh, why would you do something like that? We can say, it's because of who I am. I do things like this. I take risks. I love failure because every failure is one step closer to my success. And I take responsibility for my success. Because you know that you're going to have naysayers that want to drag you back down and help you make excuses again. Because we all have people like that in our lives. All right, that's it for this week. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. We're over 200 downloads now. I appreciate that. And only 8 episodes. That's fantastic. You make this possible. Every time you share it, every time you tell someone about it, you make this podcast possible, and you do not understand how appreciative I am for that. So, thanks for listening. I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.